Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, we have a lot to get into today, and I mean a lot. NFL, college football, oh my word. So much to get into. Jay Taz on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line brought up a good point. He said, would they allow the game to end in a tie during the Super Bowl? I don't think so. That's my point, Jay Taz. You're exactly right. How do you allow any game to end in a tie? It's absolutely ridiculous. I think I just added an H onto that word. And there's no H there, FYI. Appreciate you, Tolos, being a part of the show today on this Overreaction Monday. 844-326-3663 is the way you can get in touch with the show. South Carolina now 3-2 on the season after a win Saturday in Columbia, 35-13 over Kentucky. Gamecock fans out there, want to hear from you on the stream, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. 55 people in the chat, in the stream right now on the three platforms. Again, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, at the Fan Upstate. Also, want to hear from you on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. Gamecock fans, 844-326-3663. Phone lines are open as well. Don't overreact yet. Save that for 5 o'clock. But if you do want to talk Gamecocks, we'd love to hear from you. So I'm watching the game Saturday night, and tell me if I'm wrong here. Gamecock fans, look, a win's a win. You'll be happy, especially in the SEC. Any way you can get a win, you'll take it, right? However, when you look at this game, like I'm sitting there watching this on Saturday. I was at a big sports venue, sports bar, restaurant, watching it with like hundreds of other people. And South Carolina's winning the game. They're up, 28-10, I believe, at the half, something like that. Two defensive scores. So, again, you'll take the win any way you can get it. But I'm not a Gamecock fan, so I don't know how you felt out there watching the game. I just felt like, okay, you're winning the game, but here we are again in this same situation, in the same scenario I felt like this team was in back in the Virginia Tech football game, right? Where in the SEC, you just can't rely consistently on your defense and special teams to make to have scoring plays in the manner in which they did Saturday night. Again, not saying you won't take them. You'll take them all day long. But can you consistently, through the course of an SEC season, can you consistently rely on your defense to score? Gamecock fans want to know where you stand now on Mike Shula. 844-326-3663. Now that you're 3-2, 1-2 in the SEC, where do you stand on your offensive coordinator? Do you feel like the offense was better on Saturday because, frankly, not trying to be a hater, but I don't think it was better. I really don't. Lenora Sellers was 11 of 14, 153 yards, zero touchdowns. He didn't throw any picks, so he did take care of the football. But your quarterback wasn't, like, the reason you won Saturday. Oh, and by the way, your quarterback was also your leading rusher. Oscar Attaway and Rashul Fajon, where the heck have they been? 7 carries for 26 yards, 8 carries for 23 yards. What's happening right now? You're not running the football. Yeah, you're beating bad teams like Kentucky and Virginia Tech, but you're in those games. You're having to rely on the defense and special teams to win. That's just not going to get it done next week against LSU. It's not going to get it done against Oklahoma. It's not going to get it done against Alabama or Ole Miss or A&M. This offense somehow, some way has got to figure out how to get going. They just look like the, I hate to say this, they kind of remind me of Clemson's offense early in the season. Didn't have much of a run game. Quarterback wasn't really doing a whole lot. Again, want to be very clear. In the SEC, you find ways to win, you'll take it all day long. But I just want to know from you Gamecock fans, number one, where you now are, where you stand on the season at 3-2. Do you feel better about your season now after that win? And then number two, also, where do you stand on Mike Shula? Did the offensive coordinator do anything better on Saturday to make you feel better about his job he's done? I don't think so. Tell me if I'm wrong. But I don't think so. Again, you say, Cole, we scored 35 points. Yeah, your team did score 35 points, but how many touchdowns did your offense score? Well, Rashul Fajon had 2 short touchdown runs, right? Matt Fuller had a touchdown run. Lenora Sellers didn't have a touchdown. So your offense scored, what, 21 points Saturday? And then your defense scored 2 touchdowns. So your offense scored 21. Your defense scored 14. That's where you get 35. So if you just look at it, take away those 2 defensive scores, you won 21-13. Cutter Bowley for Kentucky was horrible, by the way, on Saturday night. He was not good. Seth McGowan had a touchdown for Kentucky. So, look, I realize that if you're a Gamecock fan out there, you may be saying to me today, well, Cole, you'll take a win any way you can get it. And I completely understand and agree with that sentiment, but nothing you did on Saturday offensively should impress you. And you know what's crazy, man? Like, if you're going to have that game where the offense impresses you, you'd think it'd be against Kentucky. But no. What are you going to do when you're playing LSU's defense and Oklahoma's defense and A&M's defense and Alabama's defense? It's not anywhere close to where it needs to be. The offense isn't. And great, you got 2 defensive touchdowns. You telling me you're going to be able to get 2 defensive touchdowns?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sounds every game in the SEC or special team? No. You'd like to. That's just not realistic, though. It's not realistic to expect that every week. Hope I'm wrong. Hope your defense does give you two scores. JB on the YouTube stream says TOLO. That stands for turn on, leave on, by the way. I had somebody at a football game Friday night ask, what's TOLO stand for? Turn on, leave on. That's what we ask you to do each and every day on this very show. JB says the offense sucks. I don't think Shula's the answer. I still think they don't win 6 at most. Dewey says 4-8. JB says they had to have that win to have a chance to get 6 wins in a bowl game. I still say 5-7, says JB. And yeah, you're right. They did have to have. I mean, they really, really needed that one if you want to make a bowl game, because like we all know, it gets much, much, much more difficult for South Carolina. You got the win. You'll take it. I just don't really see a lot offensively that excites you, Gamecock. Again, tell me I'm wrong. 844-326-3663 on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Ty from Gaffney, good to hear from you, Ty. He chimes in and says, I feel like Lenoris took a few more runs on his own. I could tell he was aggravated with Shula. So let's look at the stats. He had 14 carries, Ty. And again, we don't know of those 14 rushes he had as the quarterback, how many of those were designed, how many of them were scrambles. You said it. Maybe you feel like he did have a few more on his own. But, man, that's kind of like what people were screaming last year when the season started. It's funny how fans can change their tune, because when the season started last year, Lenoris was running all over the place, right? And everybody was saying, well, we can't do this. We can't continue this way. Lenoris is going to get hurt. We've got to stop it. We can't continually have our quarterback run like Rudolph. And then you fast forward a year, he's not running. Mike Shula comes in. He did have 14 rushes on Saturday, though. That's significantly more than normal. And then all of a sudden, fans are like, hey, we got to run this guy more. Yeah, maybe you just don't put this guy in a box, talking about Lenora Sellers. Maybe you just let him be him, right? And maybe they're getting better in that aspect. But I still don't look at this team and think, man, their offense is getting better. Man, Shula's getting this thing figured out. I just don't. And again, you do try to give the guy time, to give the offensive coordinator time to figure this thing out and get better. But my goodness, think about it this way. If Mike Shula is this bad with Lenoris Sellers, what's he going to look like without a guy or without that guy? If he's this bad with Lenoris Sellers, what's Mike Shula going to look like with another quarterback? That's what's scary. That's kind of what's scary. JB asks, is it too far-fetched to say Ole Miss and Vandy play in the SEC title game? That's a good question. Is it too far-fetched? Maybe not. But maybe so in the same sense. That's a good question. Ole Miss and Vandy in the SEC title game. I remember when Ole Miss was terrible. And we all remember it wasn't long ago. It's a good question. Madcraft answers and says no, because Bama and Georgia are still around, and Georgia's the only one with an SEC loss. He also says Bama is looking like week one was a fluke, as I predicted. You might be right there, man. You might be right. Maybe it was just a blip on the radar. Let's see here. On the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, Texter says, I don't feel better about the team because that was a bad Kentucky team. Shula needs more creativity with designed runs for Lenoris. Dow Loggins had it figured out. And Texter, I think you're right in the sense of that's kind of how the way that, or that's kind of the way I think you should feel if you're a Gamecock fan. I never want to be the guy that tells you how to feel. But if you're a South Carolina fan, you just can't watch what you saw offensively Saturday and feel good about it. And you're right, Texter. It was a bad Kentucky team. Real bad. And like I said a minute ago, you would have hoped that South Carolina's offense could get it going against that bad Kentucky. They didn't. Again, they had to rely on their defense. Without the defense and those two scores, it's a close, close game. Texter says, I'd say 8 wins. Texter says, we always play to our opponents. It's going to be close games, if not wins down the line. Dylan Stewart's going to step up these last couple, especially if he wants to make the draft. That comes from Alex and Greer. And yeah, Dylan Stewart hasn't had the season that I think a lot of South Carolina fans had hoped for, right? Does a lot of that have to do with the fact that he is getting double-teamed almost every play? I don't know if it's almost every play. It feels like it. It does feel like he's getting double-teamed just about every time. But nonetheless, we said it after the very first game against Virginia Tech. There's talent on that football team. There's talent there, but it just doesn't feel like the coaching staff in 2025 is getting the most of the talent. And I'm sorry. And look, I've been on record multiple times saying how high I've been on Shane Beamer. I like the guy. But I don't think this year's coaching staff is doing that good of a job getting the most out of the guys they have on the roster. I just don't. I don't think they are. Not saying they're not developing. Not saying they're not trying. Not saying they're not working hard, because I know they're working hard. But you just don't feel like they're getting the most of this roster. I think there's injuries. Yeah, sure. There's been guess what? Your offensive line, guys going down, sure. That's football. Happens to every team. That's part of the sport. Part of the sport. I don't want to hear that. Well, we've had injuries on the offense. Yeah, I know that. But before the offensive line got injured, they still sucked. They still weren't being developed. I think Lonnie Teasley and Mike Shula have got to step up. I think they've got to get more out of the guys that they have. I really do. Continue to hear from you, Tolos, at 844-326-3663. Daily Wires is coming up next. It's the top headlines of sports right here on Overreaction Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.